Hey, Jordan Greenway, it's Paul Allen. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Paul?
Pretty good, my man. Jordan's 21 years of age. He's a winger for the Minnesota Wild. That was his most recent goal. You heard a couple of Saturdays ago in a home victory against Columbus, and Jordan Greenway joins us now. 10:39 Thursday morning, unbelievably cold outside. Have you ever faced cold weather like this?
No, I don't think so. This is pretty absurd, you know. I was like running back, running into my house yesterday from the car when I got in from the airport. It was crazy.
Well, I mean, I'm certainly not going to get into your personal business too much, but I mean, with this time down, All-Star game and your bye, did you ponder going anywhere unbelievably warm for a little while or what?
Yeah, I did. Trying to find some warm weather, but I wanted to stay in the States, you know. So I went to Florida actually for a couple of days.
Nice.
But believe it or not, it wasn't actually that warm there either. it was kind of cold, to be honest with you.
Maybe the cold's following you right now, Jordan.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I don't know what to do.
Hey, are you familiar with the video game Fortnite?
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar.
You giggle because you know my sources probably have told me not only do you love Fortnite, you're incredibly good at it. Is that accurate?
I wouldn't say incredibly good, but I do like playing, though, yes.
Okay, well, I'm 53 years of age. I'm very familiar with video games, you know, old and new and everything. However, I've heard of Fortnite. I've never played it. If you were to describe Fortnite and what it's all about, what would you say?
The easiest way to put it is there's a hundred like live people who all get placed on this map randomly, kind of like the Hunger Games, you know.
Wow.
And then you just like find guns and find material.
Right.
And you just try to be the last one standing. And there's like a storm that comes through and brings everyone close together, so you can't just like hide in some corner or something, you know? It's honestly just like the Hunger Games, if you've seen that movie.
You think it's harder to beat Fortnite or the Winnipeg Jets?
What's that? Sorry.
You think it's harder to beat Fortnite or the Winnipeg Jets?
Oof. That's a hard question, honestly.
Fortnite's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not easy, guys. You see, there's some people who have a lot more time to play than I do, so I come back from like a 3-4-game road trip, and my game's so rusty, you know? So I got to get back up, and I haven't been.
Back to the weather for a second. When you played in high school at Shattuck St. Mary's, do you remember unbelievably cold days? Or, I mean, this is historically cold right now. So, I mean, not cold like now where your nose hairs freeze in like 5 seconds. But do you remember days like this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was cold out there a lot. We had like, I lived on campus at Shattuck. And I swear, we had snow days. Like, I didn't even know that was possible. That's how cold it was.
Weather.
Like, we really had to walk to class.
You know, for you, Jordan, whether it's New York, Boston, or here, did you play much hockey outdoors?
Yeah, I played a lot of outdoor hockey back at home. Some of my family members, they lived on a farm, and so they would they'd be able to freeze actually a pretty good farm, like in the pasture. We did that actually a lot. And let's see, at Shattuck we did a little bit, but I tried to stay out of the cold as much as possible as I got older. So
back,
at least left that.
When you were back on the farm and you were playing hockey on the farm, were you playing like cows and chickens and stuff, or real people?
No. No. There was one time, actually, we invited everyone. Like, everyone came. It was a great time. Usually, there was only, like, a couple horses, I think, or something like that. But they would all be, like, in the barn or something. So, but, yeah, we played, actually, hockey outside a lot.
Who are you pulling for in the Super Bowl, and why?
Oh, goodness. I did not think of it. Jeez. Wow. I'm probably going to root for, I'm probably going to root for the Patriots, honestly.
See, the reason I asked that, and I know Charlie Coyle, being from Boston, is a huge Patriots fan. For some reason, maybe it's your accent, maybe it's because you're from the East Coast. For some reason, I thought you were a big Patriots fan. You're not?
No, I'm not. I was a big Patriots fan when I was in Boston, because everyone was. So if you weren't, like, you'd be isolated. And then, but now, I mean, I don't really watch them as much. But just because I have some more ties to Boston than I do LA, I think I should be going for the Patriots.
Well, you're one of your line mates, Charlie Coyle, obviously a very big Patriots fan. You know, this time of the year, Patriots are now going to the Super Bowl for the last five times. They took the L last year, but beat Atlanta 2 years ago. What's Charlie Coyle like this time of the year, being a Patriots fan?
He's watching them all the time. He's taking them in fantasy pools. He's a big Patriots fan. He's always like getting everyone pumped up in the locker room about the Patriots right before practice and stuff like that. You know, so it's hard to deal with them, but I just kind of tone them out a little bit. You know.
You know, from Jordan Greenway 9 to noon, from your days in Boston playing at BU. You know, you said you liked the Patriots because you kind of had to, or you'd be isolated. Do you feel Patriots fans are arrogant with all of their success?
I think there's so many Patriots fans that can't even name two players on the team, but they just know they're really good, and they just like act like they're diehard Patriots fans, you know?
Yeah, right.
I think I see that a lot.
For you guys, you're at Dallas tomorrow night. Holy cow. Seriously, you know, you practice today at 2, then you leave, then you play tomorrow night, then you leave, then you come back and you play Chicago here on Saturday. It feels like you guys haven't played in a year. You know what I mean? It's been a long time.
Yeah. No, I know. We got a 6-day break, and it feels like forever. But I know, but like you said, we're getting back into the swing of things pretty quickly here. You know, we're here and then there and then here and then there. So it's going to be a quick turnaround from just hanging out in Florida to going back and playing all these games, you know?
Now, you're not going to have much Fortnite time. Are you going to be okay with that?
Yeah, my game's rusty anyway. Yeah, my game's very rusty right now. I was playing with my brother earlier and wasn't going too well, you know what I'm saying?
What, you know, like I mentioned, you got a road trip later today. What do you like about road trips?
Well, right now I'm gonna like that anywhere we go, the weather's gonna be a little bit better. So that's a good start, I think. But I don't know. You know, sometimes it's good to go on the road and, you know, beat someone in their building. You know, it'd be great to start off the second half, like that, you know. And then so that'll be good. And it's always good to. You know, sometimes when we're at home, you know, or when we're on the road, we're always hanging out with the guys, you know, we do dinner together. So it's a good time to, you know, kind of just hang out with everyone, spend some time together as a team. So it'll be good. I think it'll be good for us for our first game after the break.
Well, I have good news for you. Tomorrow in Dallas, 65 degrees.
Oh, I'll take it. I was thinking 35.
I mean, seriously, from where it is right now, Jordan, you're within 24 hours of having a 100 degree turnaround. Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
All right, let's get serious for a second. Jordan Greenway, 21 years of age, winger for the Wild. They play tomorrow evening on the Fan at Dallas. Then they come back Saturday and play the Speedy Blackhawks. When earlier this season, when they sent you to Iowa, how eye-opening was that for you?
It was definitely, I don't know, eye-opening. It was more of, I think it was a good thing, actually. I took it positively, and you know, I think it was necessary. I don't think I would have the confidence that I want, that I needed, you know, to have an impact here. And so I just kind of, like I said, looked at it from a positive light. But, you know, it shows that you can't, you know, you can't really take a day off, which is true. And even though, you know, I kind of made it out of camp, you know, there's still, you know, expectations you got to fulfill. And, you know, but it was, like I said, I took it out from a positive, you know, mentality and turned it into something good, I think.
If you were to analyze your game right now, which is improving shift by shift, and from afar, I'm a fan who really enjoys watching you play, and I like watching the improvement game by game. What part of your game, just top of the head, boom, where do you feel you need to improve right now?
Right now, where I need to improve. Well, I think consistency is huge. I think that's probably a big one. You know, being able to string together like 4, 5, 6 games, you know, I think sometimes I play 2 really good games and then maybe the third, like, I'm not as great. And then, you know, so the consistency factor is not always there. So that's something I've really been trying to work on recently. And, you know, trying to string together games and, you know, even shifts, you can break it down to shifts, having a good shift and a bad shift, you know. So
yeah,
that's probably the biggest thing for me right now.
What, in the NHL, what are some things that lead to fights in games?
Lead to fights?
Yeah.
Usually a big hit can lead to a fight, or usually the team needs to, if a guy feels their team needs energy, a guy will go out there and try and get some things going. That's probably the biggest, the main two things I would say.
Some people with whom I chatted yesterday, Jordan, described you as a selfless player, which is a compliment. Does anybody ever encourage you to shoot more?
Oh, yeah. Every day, I swear. That's always been a thing for me since I was honestly like 8 years old. I've always been told I got to shoot more. I got to, you know, bring the puck to the net more and not always like look to pass. I've always been a pass first, but I think I have a couple more goals than I do assists. Like, that's never happened, but it's definitely something that I do work on, you know, and I think it's more of a mentality. So, you know, I think it's starting to come. I think I'm definitely starting to shoot more. But, you know, I think there's probably some chances that I still pass up that I could.
Well, I mean, weird follow up on that, Jordan. You know, again, with the people with whom I chatted about you, everybody knows your shot is unbelievably good. That's the way it was described to me, is your shot is unbelievably good. So I'm like wondering, why don't you shoot more?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I think, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have an answer. I just do something. It's kind of a habit that I had as a kid to always pass the puck, always kind of make plays, you know, and I think it's a habit that I've had for, you know, the last, like I said, maybe 15 years of my life that,
yeah.
That mentally you gotta try and break that. And like I said, I think I started to, and I think I've definitely been, I'm shooting more than I was at the beginning of the year for sure. I know that, but like I said, there's probably some areas where I could find a way to shoot a little bit more.
Last one. What do you like about playing with Eric Staal?
Well, there's not much to know. Like, I mean, he's been in the league for a while, you know, and he helps me out a ton. The thing about him is he gets on me a lot. He gets on a lot of guys a lot, and you know, sometimes he gets so mad, but he only does it because he knows that, like, I can do it. He pushes me. You know, that's huge to have a player like that who pushes a young guy like that. And like I said, just the knowledge he has about the game and everything. It's so helpful. And we've been having a lot of success lately, and with Charlie on our line too. He does a lot. He brings up another great component. So it's been, like you said, it's been great playing with him, and hopefully we'll keep things going.
Jordan, you're a fantastic talent. Congratulations on your success. Best of luck against Dallas and the Blackhawks, and enjoy that 65-degree weather tomorrow, okay?
All right, thanks a lot, Paul. Appreciate that.
Yep, Jordan Greenway, Wild winger.